In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You don't see them much anymore. We live now in a world where communication is practically instantaneous. From the email in your inbox, to the text on your phone, to the FaceTime conversation, video conversation, or the Zoom conference, you don't find people writing letters too much anymore. At the risk of perhaps showing my age, that's a little too bad. It's too bad that people aren't writing letters anymore, because writing a letter requires that someone actually be somewhat thoughtful about what they're writing and why they're writing it, and they need to actually think a little bit about how they're writing it. Those are skills that, you know, maybe are a little bit lacking or not so apparent when people send out a quick text or write a knee-jerk email. Yet every great once in a while, you might still get a letter, usually from a loved one. Sometimes it accompanies a Christmas card, or maybe a birthday card. Or maybe it's a thank you note that you receive, or like as we do with our children, we coach them to make sure that they write a thank you note when they receive a gift. Or maybe you write a note, a little note to your grandma or grandpa, and they write one back. Lisa's grandpa, he and his brothers and sisters would, one person would write a letter and they would mail it, and then the next person would add a letter to that letter and that letter until it would go around to all their siblings, who at the time were living all over the country. You don't see that happen too much anymore. And it wasn't a chain letter. Now, have you ever considered prayer to be like writing a letter home? A letter to your loving Heavenly Father. A letter written to your loving brother Jesus. You know, back in Jesus' time, children would often refer to their beloved father as Abba. Abba is an Aramaic word that it's a little hard to translate. It's not as informal as daddy. It's not as formal as father. Maybe it's a little bit similar to our word dad, but the point is this, that when children would refer to their father as Abba, there was a certain amount of respect there. They recognized who he was. There was a certain amount of honor there, but it was also a term of endearment. They knew how much their father loved them, and they loved their father, and they trusted that he knew what was best for them, and he would provide for them. And so children and adults, people would go to their Abba. And today, tonight, as we ponder the prayer that our Savior taught us, we send a letter home to our Abba. Dear Abba, our Father in heaven, it's been a while since I last wrote to you. So much has happened in my life. The world where I live is a terrifying and uncertain place. Yet I'm so thankful that you're still willing to receive and respond to my letters, even if it's just a brief note, quickly written and scrawled out in my worst handwriting. I know that you care for me. I know that you love me and you know what's best for me, even when I don't deserve it, even when I've failed you, even when I've run away from you. You've kept every promise you have ever made to me in spite of how faithful I've been to you. My brother Jesus has reminded me of that again and again. He's even proven it to me time and again. And so I have every reason to trust you and to trust that you will not just read my letter, but that you will respond in a way that's best for me, because after all, you are my Father, my dear Father. Hallowed be your name. Abba, I know that you're not like other fathers. You're so much more. From you, I've been given life. Everything that I have comes from you. Everything that is mine comes from you. Even when I don't even realize it, you've been watching over me. You've held nothing back. You even sent my brother Jesus to give everything up for me, and he did it all willingly, even joyfully. You've gone above and beyond. You've set me apart. You've made me holy. Who could thank you enough for such treasures? If not for you, I would be poor. I would be blind. I would be groping around, no idea what I'm doing or where I'm going. And yet so often, I still get into trouble. I cave into my weaknesses as I put my confidence in myself, or I put my confidence in others, or I put my confidence in other things that won't help me, that won't save me. You should be terribly angry with me, even to the point of cutting me off from our family forever, but yet you still love me. You still make promises to me. You still keep them, Abba. You still give me every reason to honor and praise you all my days for all you have done and still do for me. Your kingdom come. Abba, you know very well how hard it is for me to live here. Yet I'm not alone. There are many others from our family here, many others from all over. Yet it's quite difficult living here, because we are all constantly threatened. We are constantly all facing threats against what we hold most dear. So many around us set up their own idols, whether that's spiritual idols that they're setting up in their hearts and minds, or whether that's idols out in the world. It's always so tempting to leave our family, to go with whatever happens to impress me in the moment. And yet, Abba, your son, my brother Jesus, ushered in a saving reign that has no end. Through him, we have peace in a world filled with chaos. Through him, we have fearless hope that not only are you greater, that there not only is there no one greater than you, but above all others, we can truly trust in your merciful love. Yet we still need your help, Abba. We still need your help to know how to truly judge and understand all things. Thankfully, you have given us the one source of truth in all this chaotic world. You have given us the scriptures to learn, to grow, to understand, and to share with others, to spread your kingdom of grace throughout the world. Oh, Abba, enable and empower us to do just that as we wait in hope for your return. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. My brother Jesus once spoke those words in Gethsemane. He was on that mission, that all-important mission to save us, and that mission would cause him tremendous suffering, and he knew exactly what he was going to get into, and who of us would be eager to face that? And yet, O Lord, yet, Abba, even though he knew what lay ahead, my brother Jesus still submitted to your gracious and holy will. And he did that for our sake. Oh, Abba, so often I want to do my own thing, to get my own way. I get angry or complain when things don't go as I want them to go. I find it hard to surrender my dreams and desires, to pour out my life for you and in selfless service to others. Other people who are in my life, and yet you've always known what's best for me. You've guided all things, not just for my good here, but for my eternal good. You've even done more than that. Through baptism, you have made me to die to sin and to live to Jesus. Grant me patience when my will is the one that's broken. Teach me to surrender my dreams and desires, that your good and gracious will may be done in my life and in the life of others. Move me to live for you and for others. Give us today our daily bread. Oh, Abba, everything I have comes from you, everything I own, everyone in my life. Thank you for giving me all that I need today. You know, it's so easy to be ungrateful, to be forgetful of the gifts you give me. It's so easy to look at what others have and to envy them or to covet what they have because I don't have it. It's so easy to not be content with your love, to not be content with your care as I buy into the delusion that my own power, my own ability, my own success has gotten me where I am today. Yet, Abba, you are still merciful. You still love me and you care for me. Thank you for all the gifts you have given me. Help me to find contentment in you and your promises of love and care. Keep our family in your care. Watch over my neighborhood and my community. And when I see someone in need, help me to share your love with that person. Not just encouraging words, but with acts of mercy. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. My brother Jesus once prayed something very similar from the cross. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing. Oh, Abba, Jesus prayed those words to you as people were, and he prayed those words for us as people were hammering nails into his hands and feet. How remarkable. How amazing. How undeserved. Oh, Abba, you know how I am. You know how I've been. You know what troubles my conscience. You know the guilt that I feel, that guilt that crushes down on me like a boulder. You know how I have failed you. You know how I have been disobedient and disrespectful. Forgive me, O Abba, because of your Son, my brother Jesus. He did the impossible. He actually put himself in my place. He took the burdensome boulder of my guilt off my shoulders and put it on his own. He suffered the hell I deserve, and for that, you forgive me, a poor sinner. Oh, Abba, bring relief for my troubled conscience, that I may be confident in your merciful love. Relieve me of my guilt and help me to live in your grace. Help me to gladly forgive the person who offends me, or the person who harms me, or the person who sins against me. And help me to comfort those who struggle with guilt, with those who struggle with grief, with those near death. Help me to especially comfort those who struggle or are tempted to despair. Grant me peace so that others may enjoy your peace through me. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Abba, the world is a seductive and terrifying place. You've told me that the reason this life is such a struggle is not because we struggle against flesh and blood, but because we struggle against the forces of evil, against the devil, against his demons. Life here is one battle after another in this constant war that will only end with your victory. Yet it's also a war that has countless casualties. So many around me fall prey to the forces of darkness, and they give up the fight. Oh, Abba, give me strength. Send your Son, my brother, to stand by our side until we hear the song of triumph. Until we enjoy the feast of victory and eternal rest. At the cost of his own life, he is the one who has crushed the power of the serpent, and his victory is my victory. Oh, Abba, protect us from every danger that threatens body and soul. Dear Abba, how can I be so bold to ask all this from you? How can I be confident that you will receive and respond to my letters? How can I be sure that you love me? You lift my eyes to see the cross, and there I see my brother hanging there. You lift my eyes to see an empty tomb and hear the voice of an angel saying, "Why are you looking for the living among the dead? He's not here. He's risen just as he said." You lift my eyes to see promise after promise fulfilled and not a single one broken since the creation of the world. So echoing the words of my brother who committed his spirit to your care on the cross, I am bold to commit all these things to your almighty, gracious, and everlasting care, dear Abba. Amen.